At the Capitol today, lawmakers from both the House and the Senate met for the first time to reconcile their competing bills aimed at cracking down on corporate corruption. The public session amounted to a show of resolve to rally confidence, not only in the sinking stock market, but also in the lawmakers themselves, with midterm elections less than 4 months away. NPR's David Wellner reports that after weeks of wrangling, leaders from both chambers promised to get a compromise bill to the president as quickly as possible.
Just a few days ago, the Republican chair of the House Financial Services Committee, Ohio's Michael Oxley, said he wanted a cooling-off period to consider judiciously the corporate reform bill the Senate passed Monday, 97-0. Today, though, Oxley sat down with a room full of his colleagues and admitted he changed his mind.
The only cooling off period is when I take off my jacket.
Oxley is in charge of the conference committee of the House and Senate charged with coming up with a reform bill both chambers can agree on. Though Oxley and other top House Republicans had earlier criticized the Senate bill, which is generally considered much tougher than one passed by the House in April, he agreed yesterday to let the Senate version be the base for crafting compromise legislation. Today, Oxley said he expected the negotiations to take place in good faith.
It's time for us to come together, recognize our common ground, and finish crafting a good piece of legislation to get to the president's desk by the end of next week. He has charged us with that task, and America's investors and retirees concur. So let's get on with it.
But the chief sponsor of the Senate bill, Maryland Democrat Paul Sarbanes, said for his part that only a strong, meaningful response to corporate scandals will do.
We can't do less than that. We ought not to somehow perpetrate on the investing public the notion that we've done something, and if you probe it, we really haven't.
While House Republicans seem to have come around to generally backing Sarbanes' bill, President Bush has yet to endorse its provisions, a fact pointed out today by Democrats. New York Democratic Congressman John LaFalce made it clear the legislation may become even harder hitting as it moves through the conference committee.
The House passed bill is sub-minimum. In all candor, in my judgment, the Senate bill is the minimum that is required. I think we need to go beyond the Senate bill.
LaFalce hopes to see tougher oversight of stock options. Louisiana House Republican Richard Baker wants to add the creation of a fund to recover corporate assets for defrauded investors. Another Louisiana Republican Congressman, Billy Tozan, said the Senate bill already goes far.
I believe the Senate amendments improved upon the House package in a number of ways. I think the notion that you put together an independent oversight board with ability to promulgate and enforce standards is excellent.
Other Republicans are more cautious about that oversight board, including Texas Senator Phil Graham.
We're trying to give this board a lot of power, and since the board is the whole heart of what we're doing, we need to be very careful that we structure it in a way that it is constitutional.
In the end, said Utah Republican Senator Bob Bennett, Congress has to get the bill right to counter uncertainty.
Because we can beat our chests and tell ourselves we have passed a strong bill, and aren't we wonderful? And the experts on Wall Street can look at the details of the bill and say, you have increased the uncertainty of what's going to happen, and we're going to move to the sidelines a little more until that is made secure.
Still, the 20 lawmakers who met today were almost unanimous in viewing their work as a remedy for what seems to be a growing crisis in investor confidence. Negotiators plan to work on a compromise bill over the weekend, and the House expects to vote on it next Thursday before leaving for a month-long recess. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.